You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In the first This Club Is My Club of 2018, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's big league matches with Salford City over the festive period.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.
Hello and Happy New Year. I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their Salford City doubleheader from the Christmas period, and later in the show we'll also be catching up with the women's team manager, Luke Podmore. But before all of that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with Euro away news, as the club have announced the date and venue for this year's Euro away. The Reds will be taking part in a rematch with our friends SV Austria Salzburg this summer. The match will take place at the Austria Stadium on Saturday the 7th of July 2018, with a kick-off at 6 p.m. local time, so make sure you save the date. Back to this season though, and Boxing Day saw an epic derby match between league leaders Salford City and FC United at Broadhurst Park in front of a crowd of just over 3,000 in North Manchester.
It's going to be a throw-in taken quickly on the far left-hand side, over the halfway line. Salford go, ball chipped into the penalty area, it goes behind everybody, forced favourably for Michael Nottingham at the back post here. Can he get beyond FC's defender Walker? Yes he can. He looks up, he chips the ball towards the back post, it's a decent ball, it's a free man there in Maynard, it's a goal!
And well, it's a goal for Salford, and you have to say that Michael Nottingham had an acre of space there. He went past Walker far too easily, but there was nobody doubling up with Walker, and see, we're left exposed as FC look for a way to bring things onto level terms here. And that spins out to the left touchline. Greaves heads it on. Linfield will try and pressurise Hogan, and does so. Throw into FC United just about 10 yards from the corner flag here. Walker will take this throw in, looking for some options here. Needs players to move around in front of him. Now Kieran Glynn on the turn. Nice turn. Will pass a nice ball at Linfield. Can Linfield get the cross in? And it's a now McCarthy heads it across.
Yes!
It's 1-1. And it's McCarthy there for some fine quick work there from FC United. And well, we've been on Conor McCarthy's back a bit these 25 minutes or so. But there he was, right in position there. Not good, firm header into the net, and FC United level.
All starts on the throw-in. Who's going to take it? Who's going to get? Who wants the ball? Well, it was Glynn. He wanted the ball. He got in front of the defender. He let the ball shield across him. He opened play, and then he did a reverse ball back in, which was a tremendous ball. The ball comes across, and McCarthy, well, he's absolutely headed it like a bullet, because from that distance, you expected a goalkeeper to make a save quite comfortably there. There was no way he could get anywhere near it. Good positional sense from McCarthy, great work from Kieran Glynn, and FC, as you say, back on level terms.
And the referee just bringing Irwin across. I think there's going to be a card here, which seems it's not entirely consistent, the basis on which these cards are coming out, in whether it's for more than one offence.
Well,
from
that's
Irwin.
What he suggested. It's two fouls, and it's a yellow card. I mean, that's two players going for a ball, James.
Yeah.
And one winning it, and one getting a free kick. It's never a yellow card. I mean, you've got to be more consistent than that. As you say, though, he said he stole out with the very first few minutes with that strong challenge that he deemed a yellow card for Richie Allen.
It's quite surprising, in a way, it's taken this long for a second card to be produced. But one card apiece now, and one goal apiece. Brutore, oh, it's a beautiful one, and it's 2-1. It's a perfect cross. Allenson came for it. And didn't get there, and that left an empty net. And Salford City back in the lead. FC, no sooner have they got level, the free kick given away, and a perfectly beautiful delivery from Touré, and Allenson came for it, and it's Maynard. Was it Maynard
yeah,
who,
it was, yeah, it was
who
a
got
good,
the goal? Yeah, and
good header from him as well, to be honest. The ball was flighted in tremendously well as well. If it stays at 2-1, Salford know they've been in the game. FC United as well. It's a poor header there for Bagbo. They've got to be careful there, FC. And just make sure there's no afters between Hughes and the number 9, and there isn't, as the ball played. It's a dreadful ball by Sam Tatum there, and it allows the visitors now with Shelton on the halfway line. Plays it in turn to Dudley. Dudley back to Shelton, back to Nottingham. Good pressure from FC United. Manchester Walker does well there. Goes across to the skipper, Liam Logan being pressurised, and they've given the ball away. FC can come again now with Glynn. Plays it inside to Linfield. Linfield dead centre, 20 yards out. Great defensive play there by the number 14. And well played him, but they've given the ball away. FC have it back. Nice ball by Corbett. Ball to the penalty area. Who's on the end of it? First time shot comes in from Corbett. Oh my word! You've just seen an absolute rocket from outside the penalty area. It was all lost, and Corbett ended up with the ball at his feet outside the area, and he's absolutely drilled it. Our FA Cup 2010, Jake Cottrell, he'd be proud of that one. And I tell you what a goal to get back into this game.
Well, it was an interesting passage of play where the possession was given away. Great cross in, I think it's from Walker, and the defender's clearance was just went straight to Corbett in space. He took it first time, and a sweeter strike you will not see.
Header won by Salford. Second ball picked up though by Irwin, who's been absolutely outstanding this game, as has this man on the ball now, Glynn. Glynn plays it to Fagbola. He says, I'll have it back as well. He's deep in his own half. And just plays it across to Hughes. Hughes plays it out, and while the 10 men of Salford have to chase balls, that's good for FC United because it will open spaces for them. There's now Irwin, halfway line. Great movement there from Walker, and Walker's carried on that run. He's going to get into the penalty area with the ball. Yes, he is. Did he get the ball into the penalty area? Yes, he cancels the back.
Oh, yes! Squeeze!
Oh, yes! John Brees has done it for FC United of Manchester. Well, Walker never gave up the goal. The ball was played down the left-hand side. It was him versus Nottingham, and it went past him. It looked like he might have taken it too far. He chips it to the back post, and Brees, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, he floats in the air and he nods it down, and FC United find themselves 3-2 up here on 36 minutes. The 11 men of FC United Manchester coming back from 2-1 down to make it 3-2, and Tom Greaves, what a goal, what a player, what a manager.
So 3-2, the final score for Tommy Greaves' side there on Boxing Day, and we'll hear how the Reds got on in the return match at Moor Lane on New Year's Day shortly. And finally, for this week's news, this Sunday, the 7th of January, we'll once again see Broadhurst Park host our annual Big Coat Day collection. So that's Big Coat Day this coming Sunday at Broadhurst Park, just before the match with Southport. To the New Year's Day return match now with league leaders Salford City, and with the league leaders no doubt looking for a bit of revenge on Monday evening at Moor Lane, it's over to our FC Live team now to find out if FC United could upset the odds once again.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Moor Lane. You join us here on New Year's Day, Happy New Year to you all, for Salford City against FC United of Manchester in the league. Ooh! And joining me here at Moor Lane, we've got Swamper.
Good afternoon, Ben. Good afternoon, listeners.
We've got James Quinn.
Happy New Year.
Good afternoon.
And we've got Style Paul. That's right. We've got four headsets.
Happy New Year.
That's not to say that we've got loads of money. It's basically we've brought one out of retirement to see if it's working as a trial period this afternoon.
Yeah, so if my voice sounds a bit muffled, I do apologise. But this is the return match of the Boxing Day Classic 3-2 between FC United and Salford City. And Salford City are going to be a bit seething, I think, is the right term.
Well, yeah, perhaps they might be seething, but I think they'll take this as any other game of the season. They'll want to start off well. They'll put to bed the last two previous games they've played. They'll probably try and alleviate the mistakes that they've made in the past, and they'll come out here this afternoon in front of what is turning out to be a very, very large crowd here, and huge FC contingent behind the goal and all around us. But it's going to be a test for FC United Manchester. You know, we started off in December, looking at the fixtures, and no one really thinking where we'd be in a situation now where we could finish 11 points, and you know, at the end of December, well, end December, beginning of January, which is testament to the way the players have been playing, their fighting spirit, their comeback ability, And that's a new word.
Is that a phrase?
Well, it is, yeah. There used to be that one that they use on another certain programme, which was called bounce back ability. We've got comeback ability. And, you know, FC United Manchester won't fear their opposition this afternoon, but it will be an interesting game. It's a very skinny surface, so you can expect a few challenges. We know, certainly from the last game, that the referee towards maybe about 10 minutes into the second half, the car started flying. So there's a few battles out there that players will want to be sort of like putting right. We know... the player who was sent off for Salford on against us last has now got a 7-match ban.
We should talk about that because we both watched the highlights of the Charlie match. What he got sent off for?
Oh, it was a disgrace.
He shouldn't be sent off, should he?
No, the challenge on the halfway line that the Charlie player actually threw himself to the floor. The problem, I've spoken to Will from Salford City. He said what they couldn't do, they had it captured, but they couldn't actually blow it up enough to see whether the referee said he stamped on him, and they couldn't prove whether he had or not. I straight away went, he's fallen over. Kidology, player sent off, 2 games in a row, so he's a 7-match ban now.
But to be fair, they'll miss him. To be fair to Salford management, they did. But Bernard admitted in his post-match interview that was a straight red, the tackle at Broadhurst Park, so no doubt about that one.
Listen, the one thing you've got from Bernard and from Jono is that, honest, people look at him on the bench and dancing around and all the rest of it. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just passion. Where have they been? Ramsbottom, here, they've shown quality and shown passion. And I'm pleased that they're doing the job. They're two managers that haven't got huge qualifications, but are now doing their UEFA Pro, their UEFA licences. But they've learned on the job and done really well, and progressed and progressed and progressed. They're now top of the league in the National League North, and they're the team to beat. You know, Harrogate below them, Brackley below them, the likes of Kidderminster, the likes of Boston and others.
Blythe
are, well, I was thinking of the teams that were all full time, but equally you've got now Blythe and Spennymoor right up there, and they're the team with the most money. They're the team that have a good squad. My father was asking me a question though the other day. He said, have they got anyone in particular of great quality, as they're a full time team now? But they're not. I don't think they've got anyone in particular, you know, that a real standout player. Now we know Jack Redshaw, but
that's,
I mean,
the same chat we had about Spennymoor, because Spennymoor's the same. They,
yeah, but the point I make it is that as a full-time team, they would have brought in, maybe, you know, they might have this, they brought in some recognised names, you know, some higher level players. They've not done that. They've stuck with a good squad, a squad that knows this division and knows the divisions below and above, and they can have that fighting, battling qualities. But we've got that in abundance in the team, so it should be a really good encounter
just
this afternoon.
Just to say for team news, do we do jingle? Team news.
It's arrived.
Hughes is out suspended today.
Yeah.
And Wisdom is out injured, as is Logan. So coming back in, though, is Scotty Kay. And we reckon...
I suspect he'll probably play in that back three.
Yeah.
I would today play him in the back three, because the one thing we've seen, and I'm sure both Paul and James will say, that the pace of FC United has been noticeably quicker in the last 4 or 5 games. Now, Scotty Kay is a good hold-up player, and he does slow the game down sometimes. If he's playing at centre-half today, he can maybe, together with the likes of Corbett on the left and right-hand side, Fagbola, calm that defence, shore up the defence, and use his quarter to pass the ball out and let everyone else do the jobs.
Yeah. Without tempting fate, I don't think Scott Kay gets as many bookings playing in the back four or back three.
Well, he didn't last season, did he? I mean, no. And he played there for many a game, James.
But the key is... As you allude, is that those full-back, wing-backs, call them what you like, are becoming key to FC United. Walker was, I thought it was exceptional, had a hand in goals.
To be fair, in the first half, I've listened back to our half-time chat,
yeah,
they were going down that left-hand side, and both Walker and Corbett
as a defender, I think, when they weren't doubling up, I think what I was talking about more is that the way they help FC to sweep forward sometimes.
Yeah,
I think they have got some work to do as defenders, obviously, young players. And Walker is not a fullback by trade anyway.
No, that's right.
But I think it's set up so well for FC at the moment with three at the back, and the centre-backs have been fairly settled after some pretty iffy defending early in the season. I think the fullbacks going forward really do help FC.
Just before we get to the actual match itself, we've got a new signing, Adam Gilchrist. He's on the substitute bench today. It looks to me like it's kind of... He's been in training, and he's impressed in training, obviously he's played at likes of Burscough and St. Helens Town and Marine, but he's 28. He's UEFA B qualified.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does smack of like, oh, let's just see what happens.
It's not necessarily a gamble because we've got a decent squad at this moment in time. We know we've been looking for centre forwards, looking for players that can come in and be long term. I'm sure he's probably of the opinion himself that he knows it's not a long term signing for FC United of Manchester, but he could maybe come on and do a job. Now, we'll have to see if he can do that, because there are those that have been saying, you know, well, hold on a second, this is like a Kinsella signing, you know, a lad who's never played at this level really. But the difference is he's 28, with a little bit more experience, a little bit of pace about him. So we'll see, we can give him a chance, and then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, a couple more loan signings come in that can maybe fill that void. But again, he's a UEFA B licensed coach, so they might have brought him with that purpose in mind as well. So we'll have to see. But the players are out now, and on this, typical January afternoon. It started off this morning, lovely and sunny, and now Salford is all cloudy. The floodlights have been on for some time as the players go to the opposite side of the pitch. And let me give you the teams first and foremost. And I'll start with FC United of Manchester this afternoon. And it's in goal, Lloyd Allison. Number two, Joel Senior. Number three is Tom Walker. Number four, Scott Kay, today's captain. Jordan Fagbola, number five. Zach Corbett, number six. Kieran Glynn, number seven. Stevie Irwin, number eight. Tommy Greaves, number nine. Conor McCarthy, number 10, and Craig Linfield, number 11. On the bench for FC United this afternoon is Sam Baird with the number 12 shirt, Mike Jones, number 14, Terrell Palmer, number 15, Sam Tatum, number 16, and Adam Gilchrist, number 17. Good strong play there by FC United of Manchester's Linfield, and then a lovely ball by Irwin, and then an equally lovely ball there by Corbett. Good defending though there by Liam Hogan, but FC have put the pressure on. We need it with that second ball now. And it is good though, good play by Redshaw. He won the ball back, but they're deep in their own half, and FC United can't afford to let them out, but they have. That's a lovely ball there by Nottingham, and he chases the ball forward as Redshaw now boards the penalty. There's a man at the back post, there's an opportunity, should be 1-0, and it is 1-0. It's poor defending from FC United of Manchester, and really that shouldn't have been as easy as it was at the back post there, boys. But it was a good break from Salford down this right hand side. They switched the play, and then it was well finished, and it's 1-0 to Salford City.
Yeah, perfect cross from Redshaw. Lovely control on the half volley from Dudley, and he finished it with aplomb. Now McCarthy has the ball on the turn. Plays it forward to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn slides it. Well, it was intended for Linfield. He's had a quiet game so far, but it's cut out. Now it's Richie Allen for Salford in his own half. Oh, great work from Kieran Glynn. Now McCarthy, 18-yard line. Plays it for Greaves. Greaves going to get a left. Now it's for Linfield. Linfield got to his right foot. Linfield!
Yes!
FC United equalised. And it's all started from an excellent steal from Kieran Glynn. He got it for McCarthy. For a moment, looked like he was in two minds. Got the ball to Greaves. Greaves play. It came out to Linfield. And Linfield chips it almost into the top corner. And FC United a level.
That is a Liam Brady goal. He got it from nowhere, and he's just lent his body back, and he's whipped it with three players on him to the top left-hand corner. The keeper, 6'5", he just watches it into the back of the net. But as you rightly say, it was that tenaciousness from Kieran Glynn. The challenge, he thought, I'm going to make this. He slid in, he won the ball, he pokes it forward. It looked it was all dead and buried, but what a goal, what a finish. That is Brady-esque, the way he's bent it into the top corner.
He only had the postage stamp there in the top corner to aim at, and he hit it.
It was that top 90, wasn't it? Goalkeepers can't save it from there.
And now Salford will bring it away. Dudley, he's had a decent game there. In for Phoenix, and Askew now, and good tracking back from Joel Senior. He's just got to deal with this now, Senior, as Askew pressurises him, and in the end Askew draws a foul there from Senior. That was the Senior, he didn't complete his job there, did well, but yeah, just needed either to get it out, just kick it out for a throw in, or
I think he looked initially to try and play it back to Allison, but that route was blocked. And then, I mean, there was a bit of pulling and shirt pulling from both players, but ordinarily the attacker seems to get those, and as you rightly say, perhaps should just put it out for a throw-in.
It's that number nine, Anthony Dudley, to take this one. It's almost like a corner, this, from the left-hand side, this free kick for Salford City. In it comes. It's a decent-looking delivery, and it's gone in! And it's gone in! It's gone in, I think.
Pugiani got the last touch.
It's Redshaw, isn't
Redshaw
it?
Redshaw seems to be claiming it.
Well, it's a fortuitous goal, to say the very least. The ball went beyond everybody else, and it looked like it was going out, and the player at the back post has just nodded it in, or tapped it in, I should say. You know, Redshaw's the man who's claiming it, but as you say, Gianni perhaps was the one who got the final touch, but 2-1.
But how much that means, that Salford, the whole team running over to the Salford bench there, this is how much this means. So they really do want to basically change their fortune. They lost the last two games and conceded six goals, and now they really want to make amends.
Bear in mind, Salford have still not drawn at home this season.
That's a run we FC would love to end.
4 minutes as Senior looking for a player to come to him so he can actually get the ball in, but he plays it across the Linfield. Linfield's outside the penalty area, takes a touch, can't afford to lose it there, places it back to Senior. Senior opens his body, cuts inside now, needs to deliver, plays a nice ball to Terrell. Terrell in the penalty area, good ball comes across, it's a great ball across, oh it could have gone anywhere, but it falls for FC's number 3, and again charged now, it falls now for Irwin. Irwin's chucked, it charged out again, goal! It comes and his legs off an FC shirt, and I think it was Corbett, and the shot was speculative, and in fairness could have gone anywhere. It comes off the number 6, FC's number 6, and FC back on level terms.
So it was off Corbett, was it? Wasn't off a Salford player?
I think it came off Corbett. I think Corbett was the man. FC had 3 attempts before that. It ricocheted back. It came out again, and Corbett, he scored an absolute beauty on Boxing Day. A goal he will take to his grave. That one was equally as important, but Bobbins. A ball chip forward again. Torre should win it. His clearance is poor. It falls for Walker. But then it's Nottingham who takes over. Nottingham over the halfway line, plays the ball out, and a clearance from FC United of Manchester's Corbett.
And that's it.
And to be honest, the ball went out of the ground. Who cares? Because that is a famous, famous point for FC United of Manchester. No team this season has drawn here against Salford City. Well, FC United on Boxing Day, they beat the league leaders by 3-2. This afternoon, they've come here on New Year's Day and one apiece, and it's kicking off on the pitch. Unfortunately, there's argy bargy, and we don't want to see that. The referees are just going to let things go and then decide what's going to happen. But it's FC United of Manchester, well, 4 points from the two games, and we don't want to get players involved. The discipline has been good for a long time under Tom Greaves, and we don't want to ruin it now, and let's not ruin the great, great performance from FC United of Manchester. And there's still players in there, and Maynard being one of them, and together with a few FC players, but now it's all handshakes, hopefully.
Yes, and well, it's been played in the perfect kind of temperament, really. Both games are tough contests, but first time it's gone boiled over. It may be Salford frustration has started that, though, on this tricky run now, just 1 point out of the last 9, and I think it's settled down now.
Yeah, it's all done and dusted, I think.
I think what Salford City have been unable to do is put the final nail in FC's coffin 2 games in a row. And FC have bounced back and forced the result.
Now, they certainly have. It's been a great performance from FC United. Not for, you know, there's been frailties in the game, don't get me wrong, but at the same token, it's the work rate, the tenacity, the never-die attitude. They could be being pillared and pillared and pillared, but they still keep coming back at you. They could have won it at the end. Tom Greaves should have done better with the ball out left-hand side, giving opportunity for FC's Terrell to come in and maybe score.
The save from Joel Senior.
I mean, that's from an FC perspective. FC in the first parts, the first 10 minutes of the second half, under so much pressure, some good defensive work and some poor finishing from Salford allowed FC to get back into this game. But what an end to a game of football. FC United with what, 10 points? Is it 10? Or is it 9 for the
nine.
Year? 9 points in December and the first day of January against the league leaders. Team that were second, team that were third, team that are fifth. That is absolutely wonderful. And
well, we've played them 3 times this season.
And we've beat them twice and drawn once.
To me, it makes the next game very interesting. It's the first game since November where FC will start as favourites to win a game. And that's where we really want them to show, that bring the quality to a game against a team that's not in the top 6, and show that they're top half of the table team, not a relegation candidate.
Well, again, you know, The game's played over 90 minutes and FC United took advantage and worked and stayed in the game. And money talks, is that just ironic?
Believe it or not, this is their tune.
Money talks?
Yes. They play it on the team bus.
Are you serious?
Yes, very
I'm not serious, no.
Very interesting.
Well, a very inappropriate choice, I would suggest. Unless they're being totally, doubly ironic.
Great performance. Walker, superb. McCarthy, excellent. Terrell, when he came on, did very, very well. Joel Senior, absolutely superb. And really, really well played there. What a team. What a group of players, as you say, at the beginning of the season, you know, just weren't at the races at all. And the commitment from those players that have stayed, a few have gone, you know, but the vast majority are the same players. And it starts on the training ground, and the work rate that they're putting in that training ground, and the work that they're doing, and the communication they've got, and the quality that they possess amongst themselves, and the belief that they've got. Excellent. Great comeback game for Scott Kay this afternoon as well, you've got to say. Good captain's role, disciplined, and a very, very good performance.
I think one of the
Kieran England, again, superb for large parts of that game. But I've got to say, Linney for me was just, I know we've given man of the match once, I thought he was immense.
But I think what you're seeing is team performances every game, aren't you?
You are, yeah. I mean, you know, players are playing for each other, working hard. Fat Bowler, great game as well. Linney, tremendous. And we'll be here for another 10 minutes clapping because we've still got Greavesy doing his customary. Sorry?
I'm going to get him on the way past.
You're going to get Greavesy on the way past. Yeah. He's going to freeze in his socks off. Let him get a coat out there for him. We need Greavesy needs a coat to put on if he's coming up here to chat. But, as you'd expect, Greavesy's with all the supporters still. Corbett, I tell you what, Corbett is a transformed footballer. When he bombs down that left-hand side, he's got good vision, he holds the ball well, and he gets into good positions. And, I've got to say...
I'm going to have to get him, because we can't be hanging around for the showers, can we?
OK, we can ask him. Greavesy, he won't be cold anyway. We'll get him up for a few seconds. And
Greavesy,
he's
get
going.
Get quick! You can have my coat. You can have my coat.
He doesn't need it. He's glowing on the inside. We'll spend only a couple of minutes with him because obviously the players need to get in and he needs to do his team talk. His warm down team talk. Well, Greavesy, Bajek, another performance. Moments in the game which we were under the cosh, as you'd expect against the league leaders, a full-time team. You know, we've come here to Salford City and that's a game that we've dug out and dug out and dug out, and we've also had some great quality moments in there and maybe should have won it right at the death, but you've got to be so proud of the whole performance this afternoon.
Yeah, everyone, not just the lads, the fans and everything, it's unbelievable. We're all in it together. It's been a good performance again, good battling performance. Like you say, when we got hold of the ball, we looked like we should be up there, top 2, 3, 4, 5 of the league. And like you say, I'm so proud of the boys. They just dig in and they're never dead. And we just keep going and going and going until we get our rewards. It's a scruffy goal, but it counts like it's a 35-yard thunderbolt. So
of course, Corbett, we believe, was the person that got the end of it.
He
scored that thunderbolt on Boxing Day to make it 2-2. Today... we've had to defend. I mean, Salford had a port to prove today against FC United. You know, it's three games now, two wins and two draws.
Two wins and a draw.
But overall, I mean, everyone on that pitch have put a shift in today. The conditions second half,
heavy,
was very hard.
Heavy pitch, especially in the middle there where you like to Keane and Glynn want to get on the ball and drive with it. It's been difficult for him in there. But again, he's done superb. Everybody, great shift. Unbelievable.
It is indeed. Everyone on the pitch. I mean, you know, there's not a lot we can say apart from that's how to grind out a result, work hard, and when you get your chances, take them.
Yep.
And also be in a situation where in that first 10 minutes of the second half, we were resilient. We defended, and had to because the corners were coming in. Yep. We were throwing our bodies into the ball.
Yep.
And it's just paying dividend now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as James said, and we're going to let you go in a few seconds, it's now the important one is against a team actually that below us.
Yep.
the players are going to be up for it still in exactly the same way, aren't they? There's going to be no change, no attitude difference or change at all.
Not at all. We've got to approach the game exactly as we would do Salford, Harrogate, Brackley, Spennymoor, all them sorts of teams. There's no easy games in this league. Everybody, well, you've seen how close it is. We're 4 or 5 points off playoffs, but we're 4 or 5 points off relegation zone as well. So everybody has got a chance of going top 10. Everyone's got a chance of slipping down the league as well. So we've just got to concentrate on ourselves, keep working hard. That's the key for us, is working hard, grinding out results, and hopefully away from home. We haven't got the win, but we've hopefully stopped the rot of losing away from home.
Salford haven't drawn a game all season here.
No.
You know, so again, it's another record that FC have put in against them.
Yeah.
And just go back into that dressing room and just tell everyone of those players, phenomenal shift.
Yeah.
We've given man a match just to Linney.
Yeah, I'd agree, yeah.
But he put a shift in this afternoon. He was all over the pitch. And there were some great performances. And as a team, it was superb. But I thought Linfield just today had that little extra about him. He was niggly when he needed to be. And his work rate all over the pitch was fantastic. So just relay that back to them. Listen, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All the supporters will be very, very happy with the way things have gone in December. And now it's getting to that 45 point mark for the season. And then move on from there.
That's the one.
All the best, my friend. You get yourself a nice shower in those lovely warm dressing rooms.
yeah, they're cosy in there.
Yeah, they're cosy, aren't they? Yes.
Cheers, guys.
Just to give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking of cosy, what he means by that, it's actually a tank. It's a what's the name? Porta cabin,
yeah.
But it's the ones that you find, not the nice porta cabins, it's the ones that are made out of basically aluminium and, you know, the ones.
Is that for the home team as well?
They put them on ships. You know, yeah. Both of them got them, at the moment. I mean, it was so he'd be going there for a cold shower and a cold cup of tea, no doubt. But well, I'll tell you what, this ground empties quite quickly if you're a Salford fan today. But
there was more of us, to be fair. Takes a lot longer for more people to leave. Did we get a capacity?
No, we didn't. I'm sure that's on Twitter available at some point. But
at least 1,500 FC fans here this afternoon, no question. They took the whole end, the far side, and half of this side. And they're going to go home really happy, really pleased. Radio listeners are going to be happy and pleased. Tom, as you can hear from that, we could have kept him for 20 minutes, but it's not fair to the poor lad.
I mean,
in all fairness, I think the only my thoughts would be everyone put a shift in, including Tom. But I thought that was Tom's probably worst game personally since he's become the manager.
Well, he wasn't in the game
a lot.
That's the
thing. Yeah, he wasn't in the game, and when you've got the quality of pedigree who are marking you, it's not surprising. But again, what we've done, we've shown that we can penetrate a full-time team's defence quite regularly and work really, really hard. I fully expect Salford to pick themselves up after this and they'll be thankful not to play FC United for the rest of the season, unless we're playing them in the playoffs. You never know.
We've just got to congratulate that to take 9 points on those last five games out of the possible 15 against that list of opposition is, I think, a great achievement.
You're right, though, in what you said at full time. It's about that match against Southport.
Well, we asked him, and he said we take every game in the same manner. You know, he said we're 5 points off the playoffs, we're 5 points off relegation. So what do? We take every game in that manner. And that's the thing, they won't alter the mindset because they know they're in that precarious position, which is, in a lot of ways, a great place to be because, you know, you're just away from that, but you've got to be kept mindful. In Southport, there's certainly a couple of players who want to be proving a point if they're playing against us. And it's going to be a tough encounter. It's a Sunday afternoon. But I'm sure what we'll do is we'll take it in our stride, we'll work hard, and, you know, I'm not saying it's a given, because no games are givens at all. It's one of those games where,
but,
you know, we've got to work hard and make sure we get the win.
Can I ask you a question? Obviously, we've got Kidderminster away coming up as well, which is going to be a tough game.
Well, that's a hugely, hugely tough game because it's a Tuesday.
But if we beat Southport, if we win that game, do we then start thinking a bit beyond our station? Or is it... Because you know what the forum's going to be like.
Well, I don't think there are any stations. I think when you...
Our station was 10th. That was our target.
When you're playing against top quality teams, as Salford are, Harrogate are, Brackley, Spennymoor, a lot of the time you will raise your game. And what I've seen in all those performances is a team that has played the same way all through that. They've not... The game hasn't been risen to try and match the opposition. They've just gone out there and worked and worked and worked. And I think most of it is testament to the training ground, what they've been doing on the training ground. I mean, to be honest, when Gilchrist came on, did he look out of sort at all?
No, he didn't.
He looked pretty decent, you know. So I don't think we're... you know, we're not shooting, you know, we're not thinking of the playoffs. It would be remiss of us and a bit silly to be thinking so far ahead. I think what we need to do is get over that 40-45 point barrier, make sure we're safe, and if we run a good run and it's early enough in the season, there's no reason why we can't. The one thing, you know, we've got to remember is that, I mean, playoffs will bring extra revenue, which is good.
We don't want to get promoted.
Well, everyone says this. All we want,
Swampy, is just in March, if you remember last year, March, I think we were like 10 points behind the playoffs. That was enough for us to get excited. And that's all we're after, isn't it? Well, just a bit of excitement. Just
FC are 10 points off fifth spot now.
It's seventh, James. Playoffs are seventh, remember?
I know, but it's 9 points then, because it's all... interesting, Southport had a good win today. They beat Chorley 3-0, so Salford's lead's cut to four.
What about Boston? How did Boston get on this afternoon? Boston, because they're on a really good run at
Boston
the moment.
Boston are on the same points as us. I think they won. FC still head them on goal. FC's remain in 13th, so not much change there. But it looks like Brackley might be dropping some silly points. They won all at Leamington, right? That's not quite ended yet, but... So
that's the festive period. Hope you've enjoyed it with FC Radio, and a big thank you to James, Stato, Paul and Swampy this afternoon.
Thank you
to the listeners as well. Hope it's been alright on battery power. It's come across alright, I think. But we'll be back on Sunday with FC Live, FC United against Southport. Don't forget Big Coat Day on Sunday. Bring all your big coats. It's a Big Coat Day collection before that match against Southport.
Before you do, Ben, yeah. I've got 4% on my phone, so I'm going to say a Happy New Year, guys. That's from Andy and Julie. That's Mrs. Greaves and her partner, Andy. So Happy New Year to you guys. We've got Rick from the forum saying, Rick Holman in Leicester, Happy New Year to all the FC Radio team. Thank you very much for your dedication. And then we've got the Big Red, fantastic radio coverage, that's all the way from Brighton. We hope you've enjoyed yourself here this afternoon. Moor Lane, the Peninsula Stadium, a ground where FC United have gained a valuable point in their pursuit of staying in this division this season, and Salford City now only 4 points in front of Harrogate, and it's all to play for in a pulsating afternoon of football. Really enjoyable. We'll be able to watch the highlights on Salford TV, and next Sunday, when you'll be hearing the dulcet tones of ourselves once again against Southport, have a very pleasant week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Next up for the Reds is a home match with Southport at Broadhurst Park. Please note that due to council restrictions, this match will be taking place on Sunday afternoon. Admission is £10 for adults, £6 concessions and under-18s £3. Kick-off in Moston this Sunday will be at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Sunday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk.
I say that's the way that I like it. I say that's the way that I like it. I say that's the way that I like it. I say that's the way that I like it. I say that's the way that I like it. On the FC Radio.
Women's team news now, and following a mini winter break, Luke Podmore's table toppers return to league action this Sunday as FC United travels south to take on Crewe Alexandra. On New Year's Day, Ben caught up with manager Luke Podmore to hear his views going into the second half of the season.
So welcome back to This Club Is My Club, Luke. Firstly, a big Happy New Year to yourself, and a big congratulations. I don't think we've officially congratulated you yet. Your year anniversary in charge of the women's team. What's the past 12 months been like?
Thanks. Had a great year in charge. You know, the team's sort of come on so much over that period of time. I just think, yeah, we're making really good headway towards sort of where we want to be and what we want to do in the future. So, you know, hoping that 2018 can bring us closer to that as well. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I mean, you just came in just before, I think it was just before Christmas last season, and obviously there was a title race, and the club was fighting on two fronts as well when it came to cup competition. Mm-hmm. It was a thrilling end to the season. Obviously, the league, we just missed out on the league. But what's been your favourite time of managing the women's team over the past 12 months?
I think I've spoke about this a few times. Obviously, the first cup that you win together is obviously always probably the most special. And obviously, with it being the Manchester County Cup as well, the one that sort of did not manage to win for, since they started. And I think the County Cup was the one for me which sort of had a bit of a special edge to it. You know, that night in Charlton was a great night. And obviously, yourselves were there. And I just thought that first trophy you win together is sort of the most significant one. And for me, I always look back on that and think, you know, that was sort of the kickstart to the campaign. And you know, hopefully we can retain it again this year, or do our best to try and keep it for the next couple of seasons. So yeah, it's got to be the County Cup final.
Good pressing from FC, and here's Mia Holden now. Mia Holden on the halfway line gets this ball back, chips over the top. Jade Parker controls it, turns, still on the ball on the edge of the penalty box, lays the ball off to Chambers, who shoots. Oh my goodness, what a strike from Kirsty Chambers. And well, I think that's what they call a cherry on the cake.
There was some great goals in the match anyway, but my abiding memory of that match was that Kirsty Chambers strike.
Oh yeah,
absolutely superb, wasn't it? But anyway, to this season, and you mentioned the County Cup. Obviously FC United still in the County Cup, got a match against Beachfield in the coming weeks. Obviously still in the Argyle Cup as well, we've got a match against Camel Laird coming up, and we're still unbeaten in the league. Going into this final straight of the season, how are you feeling, and how is the squad shaping up going into these last remaining months of the season now?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to be really tough to sort of try and, well, even match last year's sort of achievement, because I think everybody else around us has got a little bit better. Everybody else around us is sort of thinking about us in a different way. They're trying to, you know, find new ways to beat us and, you know, obviously try and frustrate us quite a lot. The squad's looking great. We've managed to get, I think, at training on Wednesday, we'll probably have quite a lot of the sort of players that were out towards the end of last year coming back into training now. So squad's going to get a lot more competitive. I'm looking probably to bring in maybe one, two more, maybe, just to see us through to the end of the season. So you know, we're looking really well. We're strong. We've got a lot of players in the positions that we need them, and hopefully that will be enough to sort of take us over the line, especially in the league. Obviously the cups are a bonus, but obviously I want to win every game that we're playing, and that's what we'll be trying to do. Whether that's possible or not is another thing, but we'll certainly be trying to go for all of it, and come May we'll see where we are.
And it seems remarkable that I'm going to ask you this question, because, you know, you have been beating teams 6-0 and 5-0 and 4-1, but they're not the double score lines that we used to at the start of the season, Luke. Must try harder. Obviously, like the 11-0s and the 13-0s. It is getting slightly tougher now. It seems like there's teams coming to Broadhurst Park with a game plan. And we have to say that there's 9 games left of the season of league games, and the majority of them are on the road. So it's not a foregone conclusion, this, is it? It is going to be tough these remaining weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough. Like I say, people come in the game plan now. They know they can't just turn up and try and beat us in any way. They've got to come in the game plan. They've got to try and frustrate us. Obviously, it's our job then to show our quality and try and break teams down, which we have been doing. You know, we've got a lot of patience in the team. We don't get frustrated. But yeah, it's going to be a great test of our characters. It's going to be a great test of our strengths, our players. And if we manage to do it, then there's no two ways about it that we'll be the best team to sort of to go up and win the league. Come May. But yeah, we've got to make sure we keep with it, and like I say, use it as a sort of experience to try and learn, and also to have a bit of fun as well. Like it's a great challenge. Like I love, as a manager, I love having a challenge, and the players love getting stuck in. So a great challenge to go and try and win all these away games in a row, and obviously with the cup competitions later throughout that as well, that'll be a really good challenge for us all.
FC United women's team manager Luke Podmore there, and FC United get their league campaign back underway with an away trip to Crewe Alexandra. Kick-off on Sunday will be at 2 p.m. and the address for the ground is the Cumberland Sports Ground, Thomas Street, Crewe, Cheshire, CW1 2BD. That's the Cumberland Sports Ground, CW1 2BD. And that is the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. All the very best to all our listeners, all the volunteers at FCUM Radio, and everyone at FC United for 2018. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, we'll see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.